عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلم عدد السنين والحساب ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable Ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Respected elders and friends, you might be noticing that I'm moving with technology now, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, with the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and my family, we managed in the holiday to download 5 arch files, 32 years of bayans onto them. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, shukr. Thank Allah for that. Nevertheless, on the last Saturday of 2025, the clocks moved back by an hour in the United States and other European countries, marking the end of daylight saving time. Anybody aware of that? Nevertheless, most people appreciated the extra hour of sleep that they got on Sunday morning. But as believers, moving the clock back in fall or forward in spring doesn't actually change when we wake up. Why? Because since we are synchronized to prayer times and not mechanical times. As a believer, we synced with prayer times and not mechanical time. So you might ask the question that on Saturday, the Fajr was, for example, at 7 a.m. and on Sunday it moved to 6 a.m. So didn't the prayer time change? Yes, they moved by an hour on the mechanical clock on our walls, on our wrists, on our phones, but it's still the same time of the day. The sun doesn't rise any earlier than usual. Fajr didn't actually move. We simply moved the measuring stick with which we measure time. Now you might be thinking, why am I bringing up this? Allow me to give you two reasons. Sadly, we've disconnected from Allah's time. Most of us have become disconnected from the actual time that governs the universe because we are so accustomed to measuring and organizing our schedules with the mechanical clock. And the Quran reminds us in chapter 10, in verse number 5, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلم عدد السنين والحساب. Allah says He is the one who has made the sun a radiant source and the moon a reflected light with precisely ordained phases so that you may know the number of years and the calculation. SubhanAllah. So beautiful. So Allah gave us the sun and the moon as our timekeepers. And the actual celestial bodies that govern our biology, that govern our sleep, our energy, and our spiritual rhythms. And we have forgotten about these timekeepers. Amazing. Dr. Barbara Freya Stowarsa, she writes in her book, Time Sticks, she says that time is Lord's creation. time is the Almighty's creation, and there can be no abstract, because Allah, who is the ruler of the universe, is beyond time, and He is the Lord over time from the beginning to the end of creation. And the way we think, we measure, and we organize ourselves around time has implications. Studies have shown that it impacts our spiritual health, our mental, and even our physical health. Allahu Akbar. Time, the way we organize ourselves, has an impact on our health. In fact, in the Tyranny of the Mechanical Clock, in the book The Tyranny of the Mechanical Clock, it is mentioned that we've been living by a man-made system time that often disconnects us from our fitrah and our deen. Studies show that every spring, when the clock moves forward, we lose an hour of sleep. There's a 24% increase in heart attacks and car accidents the next day. So I wonder if this only applies to someone who organizes their sleep and wake up time around the clock. But if you're someone who is synchronized with Allah's time, and you wake up at Fajr, regardless of what the clock says, you probably won't suffer these negative effects of the clocks moving back and forth. The second reason is that different ways to organize our days, I want us to challenge. You see, last week we spoke about to our youth, and we spoke to the parents with regard to our children. This week I specifically want to speak to those who have an influence in their organizations, in their boardrooms, in their board meetings, etc. And I will explain to you why. To those who are in the corporate world, I want to speak to you today. That why don't we start organizing our time around the five daily prayers? Waking up before dawn, starting our work or school at sunrise, ending by Asr, latest by Maghrib, regardless of what the clock says. This would not only align our life rhythms, but with the natural rhythm of the sun. But it would also help us to adjust to the seasons. Now think of the implications. As an individual, think of the difference between organizing yourself around spiritual anchors like Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha versus the secular 9-to-5 that has no spiritual meaning whatsoever. On your company, on your business, if we collaborate and have meetings before and after prayer times, not during prayer times. We honor our time with Allah first. We honor our time with Allah first and foremost as our primary focus in our life. And then you will find that work will take its meaningful place in your life. My respected elders and friends, but you will say, Muhammad, the whole society runs on mechanical time. How are we supposed to do that? The whole society runs on mechanical time. I know what you're thinking. The whole society is organized around mechanical clock. Work, school have clear schedules, meetings work around the clock. How could we implement this given these realities? Firstly, remember, this is a phenomenon. Working around the mechanical clock is a phenomenon that was brought to us by industrialization and colonization. It is an anomaly in our history as human beings and as Muslims to organize ourselves around the clock, and it is not the norm. However, there are some points that we need to be practical about. I'm not asking you to abandon the clock. I'm asking you to schedule your day around salah and use the clock as a means and as a tool as organizing the principle in your life. Secondly, open your schedule and block out prayer times. Then decide what you're going to do after salah and what you're going to do before salah. Use the clock to arrange meetings or appointments and synchronize it with the rest of society. But your schedule must be and should be organized around your prayer times. If you have influence in your organizations, if you have influence in your boardrooms, consider creating schedules that are aligned with prayer times and to really center around Allah's time. You might ask the question that why does this matter more than you think? You might be thinking to yourself that this is a silly pet peeve of mine, but what's the big deal about clocks and daylight saving time? I'll leave you with a thought. In the book, The Tyranny of the Mechanical Clock, the author has written an amazing sentence. An amazing sentence that whoever controls your time controls your life. Controls your time. Controls your time. It controls your life. That is why you find many people at the end of their life, they will say, if only I had not worked so hard in the corporate world 9 to 5. I'm burnt out. You find people like that, they will tell you, Molana, it's burnt out there. It's tough out there. We have this to meet. We have deadlines to meet. We're working 9 to 5. Sometimes you come home and you're working. And then you realize when you're in your 40s and your 50s, you're already burnt out. Why? Because those who control your time, they control your life. When European, amazing thing, I didn't know this myself. When European colonizers arrived in a new town, they erect clock towers. They erect clock towers and gave the nobles of society watches. Why? They wanted to implement and impose a new philosophy of time that's more industrial and linked with the colonial worldview. They weaponized punctuality to emphasize their supposed superiority, making other cultures feel backward for having different relationship with time, such as organizing your schedule around prayer times and salah times. Ask yourself honestly, ask yourself this question honestly. Who controls your time? Who controls your time? Do you feel that Allah controls your time and you organize your day around Him? Or is it work, school, or some other external force that is dictating your schedule? As Muslims, we have a natural relationship with time that is based on celestial observations, prayer times, and the rhythms of creation itself. Let's honor that, my respected elders and friends. The greatest gift, the gift of time, and according to that time, Allah has given us the greatest gift, the gift of salah. A gift from the seven heavens. A direct connection between a servant and his Lord. Salah, mi'raj al-mu'min, is the ascension of a believer. Salah was not revealed on earth. It was given in the heavens. When you pray, you're not doing a ritual. You're responding to the invitation from Allah. When you pray, you're not doing a ritual. What you're doing? You're responding to an invitation from your creator, Allah Rabbul Alameen. This is your mi'raj. Last week we heard about mi'raj. Every day, 5 times a day, you have the opportunity of making mi'raj. Don't abandon the gift that Allah has honored you with. That is why I spoke about time. And that is why I'm saying, schedule your life around Allah's time. And wallah, my respected elders and friends, you will see the barakah, the peace, and the blessings that Allah will give you in your life. May Allah grant us the wisdom to align our lives with His time. May Allah give us the wisdom to align our lives with His time and the courage to question systems that pull us away from our natural and our spiritual rhythm. It's amazing, I came across an article that why did Allah choose the 5 times daily salah according to the times that have been aligned to it? My time is up, but inshallah one day we will go into this discussion. Why Fajr on that time? Why Dhuhr on that time? Why Asr on that specific time? Why Maghrib? Why Isha? Inshallah, Allah give us the understanding. Allah give us the life, inshallah. Why Allah placed the 5 daily salah exactly where they are? Allah give me and Allah give us all the opportunity, inshallah. We are in the great months of Sha'ban, coming to the month of Ramadan. This is the time when we can start aligning our lives. And this is the time when we can start aligning our time to Allah Rabbul Alameen, inshallah. And start working towards our goal as believers, to the ultimate, which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and start psyching ourselves to do good deeds. And one of those good deeds we can do is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know in the month of Ramadan, the Nabi of Allah used to spend. But before that, also in the month of Sha'ban, he used to fast and he used to start prepping himself for this great month of Ramadan. Let us also do likewise, inshallah. Spend generously and to this collection, inshallah, will be for our madrasa and our masjid, inshallah. Humble request for the brothers to donate generously, inshallah. Jazakumullah. الحمد لله الذي غمر العباد بلطائفه وعمر قلوبهم بأنوار الدين ووظائفه فسبحانه ما أعظم شأنه وأقوى سلطانه وأتم لطفه وأعم إحسانه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أفاض على النفوس ذوارف عوارفه وأبرز على القرائه حقائق معارفه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه مفاتيح الهدى ومصابيح التجى وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فإن الصلاة عماد الدين وعصام اليقين ورأس القربات وغرة الطاعات وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام
بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة الشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله، وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج وصوم رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: خمس صلوات افترضهن الله: من أحسن وضوءهن وصلاهن لوقتهن وأتم ركوعهن وخشوعهن كان له على الله عهد أن يغفر له، ومن لم يفعل فليس له على الله عهد، إن شاء غفر له وإن شاء عذبه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل، إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات، ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين والمجاهدين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المظلومين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي سوريا وفي شام وفي كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان، اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Let us ensure that our steps are straight. We're standing shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let's try to fill in the gaps. Stand as close as possible.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، صلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر، استغفر الله، استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.